Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have a prayer request, I pray with you. Have a question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, I will get that to you as well. If those of you that don't like giving your comments or your prayer requests over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, why don't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this blessed day and this opportunity you've given us to come together again in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do, and we give you all the glory and honor and praise. And dear Lord, we humble ourselves today, and Father, we ask, Lord God, that your spirit will be with us, that, dear Lord, that you would deal with us by the Holy Ghost. Minister to our heart this day in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we lift you up and we magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised and to be glorified. And we thank you for being our Lord and our God. In Jesus' almighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today I want to deliver a word from the Lord unto his people today. And it was something that the Lord had been dealing with me about ever since earlier this morning. And as I give this word, and you will hear me say, you know, as I give this message, you will hear me say you. And I know that some of you automatically is going to possibly dismiss this. You're going to say that he's not talking about me. This word is not about me. But I know that after speaking and preaching or teaching this word, the Lord is going to send a witness and a conviction to those whom this word is for. Hallelujah. And I believe that some is going to be surprised. Some of the very ones that say, hey, he's not talking about me, going to be surprised when that spirit of conviction and witness come to you. Hallelujah. The title of this message today, the word of the Lord, is unless you eat, your status won't change. Unless you eat, your status won't change. I want to first give you guys about two or three scriptures starting off and then go more into the message. And these two or three scriptures is dealing with how the Lord said we need to eat. Well, you said, well, Brother Nate, eat what? What are you talking about, eating food? Yes, eating food, but the food is the word of God. We need to eat the food. I want to start off from the Bible. Let's go to the book of Acts chapter 20. The book of Acts chapter 20 in the Bible here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The book of Acts chapter 20, and we're going to go to verse 28. The book of Acts chapter 20, going to verse 28. The word of God says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which ye have purchased with his own blood. Now, he says that, and he's speaking to the elders here, those who have appointed to the leadership position to over the flock to feed the church of God. So if the church need to be fed, then God is saying that the church needs to eat. If the leaders is to feed the church, and remember, the church is not the building, it's the people, then the Lord is saying that people need to eat. Hallelujah. Amen. Feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Amen. If the church didn't need to eat, then the Lord would not have assigned the leaders to feed it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to read a scripture from Alma chapter 5. Alma, from the record of Nephites, another one of God's book, the book of Alma, chapter 5. Hallelujah. Thank God for the word of God. The book of Alma, chapter 5, verse 34. And the word of God says, yea, he say, come unto me, and ye shall partake of the fruit of the tree of life. Yea, and ye shall eat and drink of the bread and waters of life freely. We need to eat the spiritual food that God is providing for us, the word of God. And the Lord said, unless you eat, your status won't change. Hallelujah, glory. Glory. And let me read to you a scripture too from another one of God's book called The Word of the Lord. And this is the 81st message. Word of the Lord, 81st message, verse 19. And this message was sent out March the 30th, 1965, 2:40 a.m. And the word of the Lord says, let the shepherds feed the flock that they fear no more, and they shall not want. Let your cloak and mantle be humility, for grace shall come to all such. Christ giveth the life that they may have it more abundantly. A pure heart and faithful works, a good conscience towards God and your fellow man. Now the Lord said, let the shepherds feed the flock, which means that the flock need to eat. Many times we concentrate on one aspect and we talk about how the shepherd's supposed to be feeding, and that is true. But the other aspect, to make the thing complete, is that we don't talk as much as about how those who being fed need to eat. You understand what I'm saying? And he goes on to say, let your cloak and mantle be humility, for grace shall come to all such. Hallelujah. I want to read one more verse out of this message 54. Message 54. This message was sent out March the 9th, 1942. Message 54 and verse 14. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And the word of the Lord said, let A.G. Hagerberg be set apart as an evangelist. Let my servant Moss take up his work, for the Lord has seen his humility. Let Jerry E. Barheights and Elmer E. Watson be set apart as elders. Let them be mindful of their calling, for there's much to be done. Let Richard G. Jones be set apart as a deacon to assist in the work. Let W.C. Hill take up the work as pastor over the flock and nuclear at present, that they be not scattered, but that they may be fed, and it will be well with them. Let all be humble, for many conditions will come that shall try many. Many shall be chastened, that their works may stand the test. Now, notice in there that the Lord, especially when he called this W.C. Hill to take up the work as a pastor over the flock at nuclear, and here's a couple of reasons he gives. First, that they be not scattered, and two, but that they may be fed. Fed. God, and we see he did, appointed leaders to feed, then that means that people must eat. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord has me to give this word to you today. Unless you eat, your status won't change. Some of us have been in this same condition, spiritually, physically, for the longest because we would not eat. Now, when you're eating food literally, you have to receive it into the mouth. Amen? Even though we're going to church, we're hearing sermons. We're hearing sermons on TV. We and all of that. Yet still, we have not been fully receiving. And your status has been the same. Because God, now get this, and the Lord was dealing with me about this today, that some of us, in our lack of feeding or eating, are acting like babies when we shouldn't be. Now you said, what do you mean? Well, you know, when a baby starts growing to a part of a age where they can start taking on some solid food. And you know, most babies, and I'm not going to say all of them, but most babies, if there's one food that I tend to see that they, some of them don't really care too much for, is vegetables. You know how you was giving them that solid food, vegetables, like baby food in the glass? You know, I know it used to come in the glass. I don't know what it is now, you know, but it used to come in the glass. I think some of them coming now in the day, it come in plastic containers. And remember when you first was giving that baby that vegetable, especially something they didn't want to eat? The first time you put it and they taste it, they make this real, you know, nasty look face. And then most time, what do? They're spitting it out. So when you say, okay, now you got to eat, and you try to put another spoonful, what do? They close their mouth. They close their mouth. And not only do they close their mouth, but they turn their head. Hallelujah. And God was letting me see that some of his people are trying to choose, concerning the word, what they want to eat. Hallelujah. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost. Instead of you being open to what God's word says, you want to choose what you want to eat. In other words, you'll choose one thing of the word and you'll reject another. Hallelujah. Because it does not fit or go with the taste buds of your flesh. See, one of the things I have seen with babies, a lot of them like sweet, sweet stuff. You can give them some sweet, sweet stuff. They'll smack on that. Whether it's sweet juice or some kind of sweet, you know. And many times that's how you can get them hooked up on the wrong stuff on sweets. You start feeding them sweets, okay? because they like the sweetness to their taste buds. But many times you've given them like the vegetables and stuff, you know, some of them just, they just spit, and they turn their head. And when you try to give it to them, they don't want to eat. They keep their mouth closed. They won't receive it. Some of you are being presented the word that will go to your status that you're in now. But you won't receive it because the word that's being given to you doesn't agree with the taste buds of your flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. It don't agree with the taste buds of your flesh. Your flesh don't have a taste for it. Well, you say, well, Brother Nate, give me an example. I'll give you another example to not fitting the taste buds of your flesh. Some of us is going through a sickness. Now, the Bible tells us, especially when you go to John chapter 9, if you look at three things Jesus talks about in association with a sickness coming on someone, one of the things he especially would list, he would talk about either personal sin or generational curses or something that God would allow that his glory may be seen. And that sin, remember, the sickness came in the world through the sin of Adam, okay? So sin is pretty much the chief thing, okay? And some of us are in conditions, physically, especially sickness and things, where the sickness was caused by an open door. And the word was given to you to close the door that you may be healed. But that word didn't fit the taste buds of your flesh. So you rejected it. And you remain in the same state that you're in now. Some of you, once again, you are in a state, maybe financially. As Brother Hagin said one time, the man that was cursed with ulcers the size of a wasp nest in his stomach. And he was coming into the healing line to be healed. And the Lord gave Brother Hagin a word of knowledge, I think was in a vision or a dream, and showed him the man night before holding his stomach and rolling in pain. And the Lord gave Brother Hagin what was the problem. And he told the man, said, you got ulcers the size of a wasp nest. But your problem is you have not paid your tithes. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, how Brother Hagin was talking, I don't know how long the man been a Christian, but he had never paid his tithes. And remember, in the book of Malachi chapter 3, we are told that if you don't pay your tithes, you are what? Cursed with a curse. So some of us are getting a word from the Lord that fits our status condition now, but because it doesn't agree with the taste buds of our flesh, we have rejected it. We have become like babies, choosing what we're going to accept and choosing what we're going to reject. And because the message doesn't have a sweet, sweet to it, we reject it. And here, I'm here to tell you today, hallelujah, everything that's sweet, sweet, you find out literally. Some people don't want to hear this. Right now, we are among what you call the bubblegum generation. All the medicines they want got to have some type of taste or flavor. If you give them any kind of medicine that's bitter, even if you told them the ingredients, even if the ingredients sound bitter, they already frown. I'm talking about grown folks now, grown people. When you're giving them something that can help them and deliver them from a cold or sinus problems or stuff like that, they want something that got some taste, sweet, sweets. But when you tell them, say, for example, hey, you need to go boil some ginger root and get you some apple cider vinegar, they already frowning when you're giving them the ingredients. And then the next thing they tell you, say, well, what is it? That ain't going to taste. You know why to them it ain't going to taste good? Because you didn't mention nothing with sugar. You didn't mention nothing with the bubblegum flavor. You understand what I'm saying? See, people, this is serious. And I'm not trying to be funny, but this is serious. And the Lord dealt with me today about how many of us have become like babies. when we shouldn't be. Because the message that's given to us, we ain't eating it. Yes, we are going and telling people what the preacher preached. We're definitely rehearsing that. But we have not fully received it to a point where we acting upon it. I'll take you, hopefully takes you to a scripture back on that in a minute, okay? Another thing that the Lord dealt with me about on our lack of eating is that also we have become like choicy children. Now you said, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? For example, remember, and listen, I'm 51. So some of you at my age or older should be able to relate to this. Now, some of y'all that's pretty much younger, I can see why, because this generation we in, my God help us. But anyhow, remember back in the days when mama said, okay, Sunday we're going to have roast and peas. One of the things you can do to make mama mad is to stand up and say, I don't want that. How many of y'all understand what, how many, I know I can't see y'all. I know I can't see y'all raising hand. How many of y'all understand what I'm talking about? When our mama announced we're going to eat, if you stood up and said, I don't want that, you talking about somebody mad. My mother didn't play that when we was coming up. Whenever she announced we're going to have this, and we just up out of blue said, well, I don't want that. That's the wrong words, people. And what people didn't understand is that that kind of way of acting shows a lack of gratitude to have something to eat. Now, I ain't going to tell you no story. At one time growing up, I didn't understand that. I really did. But I understand it even more now. Because you have people around the world that, you know what? They don't have nothing to eat. There's people starving. But here in the good USA, we have become a bunch of choice of people, and this is how we have come in the spirit as some of us as Christians. We have even got to a point that we have been choicy about who we're going to feed from. Oh, yeah, I got to go with this, people. Because some of us have preference on certain people. And if it's certain people that we don't like, let's be real, they can bring the message of God's word. God can give them a word to give to fit to your status and your situation, but because your personal dislike of them, guess what? You won't receive it, and you remain in the same state when you could be delivered out of it from the word if you would have heard it and received it. If you would have ate that word, but no way, you won't do that. Because you don't like Pastor Joe or Apostle Tom, or like that. Or y'all have to, so in your mind, they can't deliver me a word from God. Let's be real about it. And God is going to reveal to many of you that are listening, when you say, Lord, I pray that you would help me out. It ain't nothing happened. It ain't nothing changed. God is going to speak to you and say, I send you my word. And when you turn around and say, when and where, he's going to show you, I send you my word through that person. I seen that word, but you didn't receive it. Because when you receive literal food, when you eat literal food, you receive it in the mouth. You put it in the mouth and swallow it. You're receiving it. Amen. And the Lord said, you didn't receive it. You didn't receive it. And this is why your status is still the same. And change. It wasn't that God didn't send a word to you for your situation. You just didn't eat it. It was presented to you, but you didn't eat it. Hallelujah. It was provided for you, but you didn't eat it. See, some of us are stuck on, you know, I hear what you're saying. You know, I receive it. I hear what you're saying. And you going like, okay, you've been said it, but your status ain't changed. See, the Lord is out to change statuses that doesn't reflect his blessing. You get what I'm saying? In other words, let me drop it to you like this. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, we were told that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Do you know that sickness is a curse? I know some of you have heard people, when people be sick, they say, you got to consider yourself blessed. I like how? And many times when they said that, they refer to, well, one for this sickness. No, sickness is a curse. Do you know that poverty is a curse? Yes. God don't want you going around begging and you got clothes with holes in it, your shoes got holes in it, your socks, you struggling, you ain't got no food, you about to be malnourished. That's not the will of God. I don't care what the Catholic Church is telling you. The Catholic Church is sitting up there telling folks, well, you being like that is a sign of humility. And you being popular. Well, guess what? They decked out with all those gold stuff in their buildings. That costs money. I said that costs money. So where's their humility at? Why is the Roman Catholic Church is not going around looking poor? Why are they not out begging? If you see how they deck their church buildings with all that glittering gold and stuff, people, that costs money. You got to eat. You got to eat. You got glory. You got to eat. Hallelujah. I sense the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the doctors and them have discovered, literally, when you don't eat, you go from hunger to starvation mode. And they talk about, especially when you go so long a period without eating and you head into the malnourished state, what happens is your flesh begins to feed off itself. Yeah. And so the Lord dealt with me about how that many of us refuse to eat the word that fits our status situation to bring it a change to a blessing, and we start feeding off our own flesh. We are doing stuff to please our own flesh to solve our status situation. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen. Like, for example, and once again, you see, hear me give an example about sickness. It just don't go just to sickness. It goes to poverty, any kind of condition that you're in. But like, for example, I share with you guys the testimony I had about how that for, I at age 13, I used to have multiple migraine headaches. And it got so bad that at age 13, I was in stroke zone one time. Didn't even know it. Tell this lady who was like a, I don't know, was she a house nurse or something that time, took my blood pressure and said, baby, and I was 13 years old at that time, people. She said, baby, you need to go to the hospital. You're in stroke zone. But anyhow, all through the years, I was still having migraines. I got saved at age 19. And I still was having migraines, but I wasn't having as many, okay? But I was still having migraines. And it got to a point through those years I was taking anything from, I remember when Tylenol PM first came out, I was taking it, something to try to make me go to sleep. I even got to take it, NyQuil. I'm taking all kind of stuff, people, all kind of stuff. And as I was going up through the years, and I got around to, I think I got to a point I was taking even BC and Coke. My flesh was out for anything that was natural. It was not out for the spiritual. So anything that was natural could help it, it'd go for that. So I went from Tylenol PM to NyQuil. And then over a few years, I'm taking BC with a Coke. Then start hearing on the news how they said taking too many BCs
will eat up a, eat the lining, a hole in the lining in your stomach. And then all of a sudden people, ibuprofen. I come across ibuprofen. And on the bottle, it said, don't take no more than 6 in 24 hours. And I remember when I was going to the doctors, okay, and the doctors and them said a couple of critical things. Number one, they said that when it first come on, you want to attack a migraine. But the other thing they said, you want to prevent a migraine from coming. So it seemed like that second thing I mentioned to you stuck more with me. My goal was to try to prevent it. So what did I do? Well, come to find out, the ibuprofen was helping me. So now I started taking, remember the bottle said no more than 6 in 24 hours. So I had to schedule out. I'm going to take something to prevent it. In fact, I don't even want it to come on at all and try to catch it. I want to prevent it completely. So I started taking 2 at 7. I would take 2 at 12, and I'd take the last 2 later on the evening. I did it for clockwork for a while. My flesh was just saying, okay, you all right now. Why? Because I'm taking this ibuprofen. Amen? And I got comfortable with it. And there was even times that my flesh got so comfortable with it that if I missed my time to take it, I had to really get to myself because I'm almost getting like a little nervous. You understand what I'm saying? Because I missed my time. So if I miss my 7 o'clock a.m. time of taking it, man, I'm thinking about that thing and saying, oh, I need to go ahead. So if I end up having to take it at 9, I just push my 12 back to probably 1 or 2 and then take my last 2 that's supposed to be the evening, probably like 7 or 8 o'clock. But I try to make sure I take 6 a day. You understand what I'm saying? Because my flesh said, hey, that's what I want. That's comfortable. I feel safe in that. You name it. Amen. And then one day, while I was on the job in the year 2000, the Lord spoke to me in my spirit. And he said, I don't mind my people taking medicine. He said, my problem is when that medicine become their God. And I was like, Lord, what are you talking about? And he brought to me, he said, that ibuprofen. He said, that ibuprofen have become your God because you have become more dependent on it than my power to heal you. I was like, whoa. I said, well, Lord, what? And then when I thought about it, I said, oh. And the Lord told me, he said, remember, you miss your times at times for taking that ibuprofen. Did anything happen? I was like, no, Lord, I didn't get no headache or nothing. But because you have come, because he told me, he said, you have become addicted to ibuprofen. It has become your God. And I said, oh, my God, okay. Okay, Lord. Now, that was the word of the Lord coming to me in my spirit by the Holy Spirit. Now, I could have rejected that and not fed on it and remain in my same condition, having those migraines and being dependent on the ibuprofen. Because when I fed on that word he gave me, I said, okay, Lord, I get it. I got to stop it. My flesh was saying, no. And I knew it was coming, going to be a battle. But you know what, people? I thank God because he helped me. By me feeding on that word and acting on it. Understand this. Feeding on it changed my status. Listen, when you hungry and you eat, does that not change your status from being hungry to being filled? Yes, it does. If you haven't ate in a while, like some of us, have you ever went a while not eating and you got weak? I believe many of us have done that. But then when you start eating, what happened? Your strength come back. So your status has changed. You went from weak back to strong, okay? Hallelujah. When you receive that food into your system. with the word of God, when you feed on it and receive it into your spirit, you will act on it. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't about you talking about, well, yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear what you're saying, and I believe the word of God. No, you got to act on the word. He said faith without works is what? Dead. He said it's dead. Hallelujah. And see, we spend a bunch of time talking about, I believe, and yeah, I heard you, but you know what? We ain't got no works behind it, people. I could have did all that talking when he told me about the ibuprofen. I could have said, well, Lord, you know you right. But if I would have never put action, if I would have never really received it and act upon what I received, I still would have been in the same condition today. Because I'm here to tell you, my flesh and even the devil was saying, when I was having those headaches for so long, had me thinking at one time, I'd never get out of this. Amen. The devil was over there saying, you're gonna be like this for good. This is how your status, this is how you gonna be. You can't take heat, you get a little bit too hot, your head hurt. Just bringing them all this stuff. You get a little bit too this, your head hurt. So some of us have been given the word about our situation, but we're still feeding off our flesh. And our flesh is saying, no, I can't do that. I'm comfortable with this over here. See, my flesh was comfortable with that ibuprofen. My flesh was saying, hey, this is my lifesaver right here. And I'm telling you, people, I had to make sure. And if I got, man, I got low in the bottle, I make sure I hurry up and go buy another bottle of ibuprofen. That's how bad it got, people. That's how bad it got. But when the Lord gave me that word, and I fed upon that word, and I act upon what I was feeding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My status changed. Hallelujah. Glory. My status changed. Hallelujah. It changed. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you. This is what I know, not what I think. God has given many of you a word in your spirit for your situation. And you have not fed on it. You have not ate it. And your status has not changed. Because you would not feed upon it. And the Lord said, unless you feed, unless you eat, he said, your status won't change. And I'm telling you, the Lord is going to send a conviction and a witness to those of you who this word go to. Hallelujah. See, that's the word. You know, the Bible says in Romans 10, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And the hearing is not just involved with your ears, but it's involved with you receiving. Hallelujah. Receiving and ready to act on what you receive. Hallelujah. We give you an example like this. Let's go back to the Bible in the book of Acts chapter 14. Hallelujah. The book of Acts chapter 14. When Paul and Barnabas is traveling, doing missionary work, evangelizing, preaching the gospel. The Bible said in Acts 14:7, and there they preached the gospel. When they went to Lystra and Derbe, the cities of Lyconia. And verse 8 in Acts chapter 14 said, there was a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. You know, it's interesting the information that we get from the Bible on certain situations and dealing with certain people. The Bible didn't just say he hadn't walked. It said the Bible said he never had walked at all, born from the womb, not able to walk, crippled. The Bible said the same heard Paul speak. What did he speak? He spoke the word of God. He spoke the gospel. Amen. Who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had the faith to be healed. It's something, glory. It's something about when you hear the gospel that goes with your situation. It's something about when you truly hear it, when you truly receive it in your spirit. You are in a place where you're ready to act. Glory to God. I'm not just talking about acting. I'm talking about you at a place where you're ready to act. You're ready to do. Only thing you need is, furthermore, is just say, listen. Hallelujah. It's just like when you are in need of transportation and you hear the word of God, how God said he would supply all your need, and you really take that word into heart, all of a sudden the faith is right there. And you're ready for instruction. God can say, get up in the middle of the night, go get your car, and you would do it. You hear what I'm saying? See, we haven't fully fed on it and fully received it where we at a point where we're ready to act. Hallelujah. Amen. See, all we've been doing, many of us is just doing the talk. Yeah, he preached a good sermon. Yeah, I heard the word. Yeah, but, you know, we're going to throw the butt in there. We're going to throw the butt in there. Amen. But you know. And see, when we stay in that same status for so long, after so long, we get frustrated and we start blaming God. God, I told you, you know, I pray and I ask you and do this and it ain't changed. And God, sooner or later, when you get tired, because you're going to, he going to speak and say, I sent you my word. Hallelujah. I gave you the word for your present status, to change it into a blessed status, into a blessed place. And the Bible said that Paul beheld the man and perceived that he had the faith to be healed. See, the man didn't come and say, Paul, I believe. I got the faith. He didn't have to tell Paul. Paul perceived it. He sensed it. He picked it up. There's times I have seen people in the faith. It's just certain glow about them at times. It's hard to describe it. But this man fed on that gospel word that was preached. He fed on it, and now he's in a place to act. Hallelujah. You know, when you're literally weak from not having food, you might want to do some, but you ain't going to be able to do it. But when you go and get you something to eat, then all of a sudden, you're now in a position where you're ready to act. Hallelujah. You're ready to do it, okay? And some of us have not fully fed. We're not eating. We're literally not eating, and it's for the reasons I gave you, people. Some of us is operating in a stubborn spirit, like the little babies. I don't want the vegetables. Give me the sweet, sweet stuff. So the stuff that you feel sweet in the spirit, oh, give me that. But the other stuff like that's like castor oil. You know, castor oil, when it was given, is for the what? Of the colds and stuff, is to cleanse that stuff out of you. Now, the taste was an acquired taste, okay? It was acquired taste. It wasn't something like you just run out there and just want to just be so eager to get. But then what you had to do, you had to think about your health. And you had to say to yourself, man, though this stuff don't taste good, man, if it's going to cleanse this cold stuff out of me, it's good for me. See, right now, even some of the old medicines that they remade, they add flavors to. You notice that? They're adding flavors to these to these medicines. Why? Because they're trying to appeal to the senses. And these new versions or reversion or whatever we want to call it is less as potent as the original. Amen. The word of the Lord to you today. The Lord said, unless you eat, he's talking about his word, unless you eat and feed upon that word to a point where you're ready to act. Lord, I'm ready to act. I'm ready to do it. You said, you supply my needs according to your riches and glory. I'm ready to act, Lord. Quit being choosy. You robbing yourself of your blessing. Quit choosing who you prefer to hear the word from. If it's the word of God going forward, and God has given that word, be ready to hear and receive to the point where you're ready to act. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some people would say, well, you know, I needed some direction on something to do something. I was listening for the Lord's Spirit to tell me something, but he ain't told me nothing. I said, well, you still got the word of God. You still can do what the word say. I mean, what if the Spirit of God doesn't tell us to love everybody? Do we still do it? Yeah, the word said do it. Because, see, sometimes people don't want to follow the word. They don't want to do what the word say. Everything is about, well, the Spirit ain't told me nothing. I said, well, does the word say anything about the situation? See, right, you know, when you look at it, many people are starting to like, veer away from the word of God, okay? This is why you got these so many prophets popping up now, and they're giving you, like, a word every day. It has become what you would call, like, a biblical horoscope, okay? Yeah, trying to get people. So now you get people glued in, and they turn every day. I got another word from the Lord. This is going to be a banger. You know, we add all these fancy words into it, all these slang words, you know, instead. Wow. And the Lord would let me see this, how that they were veering people really away from studying the word. And see, you come, you ain't getting the word every day now. To get on the, not every day, okay? Because, see, God is a God of wisdom, and he know people. And people get hooked on other people, okay? Because, see, if you had a word every single day and not really just directing the people just to just study more in the word, then every day they're going to be looking and depending on you. They're going to be waiting to see. They won't even live their lives unless they hear you come and say, well, you know, the Lord said this. See, this is how many people in the past got in trouble. They always had somebody that rose up as a so-called leader who's supposed to have been hearing from God, and they lived their whole lives around that person. So whatever that person said, God said, that's how they live their lives. Okay. Yeah, God will give a word through other people, but guess what? He's not going to have you wrapped up in that person all the time, every day. You got the written word of God. And for us that are Christians, you got the Holy Ghost in you yourself. Glory to God. Unless you eat, your status won't change. Hallelujah. Unless you eat the word of God and feed upon it till your spirit, well, till you have now come ready to act, to do whatever God say do. Hallelujah. Your status won't change. Your status won't change, people. Feed on the word of God, whether it's being preached to you, taught to you, or whether you're studying yourself. Feed on the word of God. To the point where you at a place where I'm ready to act. Do whatever you have me to do concerning my present situation. Reveal it to me in your word or reveal it to me by your spirit, but I am feeding upon the word of God. This is why I would hear Brother Hagin say, you know what? He would say, find you scriptures that go with your condition. Now, understand why he was saying that. Find you scriptures. Now, listen to me closely. Find the scriptures that goes with your condition. Confess it and stand on it daily. Watch what happened. You know what the Lord said in Mark chapter 11? And you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea. Well, that could be a mountain of what? A mountain of sickness, a mountain of debt. It can be a mountain. But guess what? If you speak into that so-called mountain in your life and it have not moved, you're not in the faith yet. Well, what does that mean, Brother Nate? Keep feeding until in your spirit you are ready to act. Keep feeding on that word. Read it out, meditate on it, you're feeding on it. Read it out to yourself, meditate on it, search it, you're feeding on it. That word would do something for your faith. And it would get you to a point where you say, hey, I'm ready to act. Whatever you do, you know, you'd be so ready to act. If God said run through the wall, you'd do it without no hesitation. Swoop, you'd take off. Because why? You believe you'll go through the wall. You believe you'll go through the wall. See, many of us, we're not eating, and we're not eating right. You understand about it? Hallelujah. We're not eating right. Amen. Hallelujah. Constant eating. We need to eat. Unless you eat, your status won't change. People, you got to make this personal. You got to make it personal. You got to say, I got to eat. I got to eat this word. I got to eat this word until I'm at the position where I want, where I'm ready to act. Hallelujah. Because when you're in the faith, and you receive this word, when you're in the faith, now you're ready to act. I'm going to do what the word says, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord was earlier dealing with me about that today. People are not eating. And now you see many of these people, like I said, they're going away from the word. Don't even study the word. Won't even study for themselves. Some of them get to the point, if you don't tell them everything about what the word says or what it means, they don't even get into it. And get mad if you don't tell them. And tell you in a minute what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be and you're supposed to tell you. I said, what are you supposed to do? The word of the Lord is coming. God is going to speak in your spirit. You're going to come across it in the word. My suggestion to you is eat it. Eat that word. Hallelujah. That your whole glory, that your status may change. Some of you have been disturbed. You need peace. Eat that word. That the peace of God that passes all understanding should keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Eat that word. He is peace. Amen. Father, I thank you for the blessed word of the Lord today. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do and blessing this day in Jesus' name. So, Father, I pray that everyone that's listened, the dear Lord, that you would bless them. And, Lord God, I pray that once again that your spirit of conviction and the witness of your spirit will come to those whom this message went to. So, Lord God, I thank you. I praise you and I magnify you because you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for all you listening. Thank God for the word of God. Lord say the same. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m., full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. So once again, this is Brother Nate with Church Christ, the Lies of Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus, Word of Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.